So I first met Sam when he contacted me about his upcoming wedding. His fiancée, her name was Ginger, and Ginger was not with Sam when I first met them. She was actually from Europe and was still over that way. And so Sam and I met here in Louisville at one of the local coffee shops, and he was delightful. I enjoyed our conversation together. He was young. He was just out of the police academy and was a police officer. And so we began to talk about their upcoming wedding. And he wanted to talk to me not only about being their wedding officiant, but also in doing their premarital counseling. And so as we talked about that, I kind of sensed that, he told me that he had grown up in church, and he said his fiancée, Ginger, really had not. And I kind of sensed that the counseling was something that his family was encouraging him to do as they entered into marriage. And so then Sam said this to me. He said, Jim, he said, you know, I want you to be our wedding officiant. And he said, but, you know, when you talk to Ginger and I, can you make sure that as we do our premarital counseling, that she becomes a Christian before we get married? Oh, tall order. On that, more about that in just a moment. Well, again, good morning. My name is Jim Mustaine. I'm always grateful to get to worship with you all as part of Vista Ridge and Pastor Mary Beth today. She and Brian are away for a much-needed break. And so as we talked about, some of us met to talk about this very day. And one of the things I want to share with you all is something that we have upcoming that is called the Alpha Course. You guys heard of that before? Yeah, we've been talking about it a lot here in the Alpha Course, and we're excited about that. And myself and Diana King and Martha Touchstone are going to get a chance to facilitate this course. Now, we're not teaching this course. We are facilitating this course because, as the title of our sermon is today, it's a place where questions are allowed. In fact, questions are welcomed in this place. And we're going to talk a little bit more later in the sermon about kind of how that's going to work. But Alpha, for you all that have not ever heard of it before, Alpha actually started in the mid-70s over in England. And now it's been around for, gosh, how many years that is now, lots of years on that. And it's in lots of places. In fact, I think I wrote the numbers down here. It is they have 10,000 groups in 77 countries, and it's in over 2,000 churches and Methodist churches as well. And so Alpha is a way and a place and a space for people to, in a sense, ask their questions about God. Now, if you can't remember everything about Alpha, here's a couple of things that might help you. Alpha, remember, is the first letter in the Greek alphabet, all right? It's the beginning. And so in a sense, if a person is on a journey that wants to know about God and faith and life and maybe the purposes of life, it's a beginning spot. It's a great spot to begin. Now, here's another way to remember it. I like this one. I don't think this is in the Alpha official literature here, but if you take the letters of Alpha, A-L-P-H-A, the A, they say, stands for this: anyone can come. So anyone in here could come, and any one of your friends could come as well. So it's an open invitation. The L stands for this: learning and laughter. How many of y'all would like to have some fun? All of us. How many of y'all like to laugh? A good belly laugh. Let's do that together. All right. Oh, we all love to laugh. And so that's what the L is for: learning and laughter. The P, guess what it stands for? Pasta and pudding, okay? Food. And that's what Alpha is about. You know, anytime you have food, how many of y'all are getting hungry just about now? And you're thinking, how long is this guy going to go for? And so the P in Alpha is for pasta and food. The H stands for helping one another. And the A is that you can ask anything. Now, we couldn't probably really do that in here today because I don't know all the questions that are going through your minds. But if I said, hey, do you have a question about God, about life, about purpose and all that? It would take us a long time to kind of field those questions. But Alpha is a place that is set up exactly for that. So maybe it's a place for you. And so today I'm going to kind of be a little different. I'm going to give you a little bit of a sermon. I'm going to give you a little bit of a story also about my friends, Sam and Ginger, but also a little bit about this whole idea of what's behind Alpha, this place that you can come and ask questions. Now, I find it interesting in our text for today in Acts chapter 17, you could say, I guess that was kind of like a big Alpha course, right? The Apostle Paul, he shows up on the scenes. He's in the city of Athens. Now, the city of Athens is a pretty vibrant place, kind of like Dallas would be today. But it is interesting. Some people would say that it had really found a decline. I mean, the city of Athens was a place that had arts and culture and everything that you would want to find there. It talked about the Stoics, right? They were the guys and gals that were really smart. It talked about the Epicureans, and the Epicureans were the people that loved pleasure, and they were always looking for ways of pleasure. And it says that there was religion there also. Remember in our text it says that as Paul walked around the city, he said there was lots of things he looked at. Remember what he saw? He saw an idol to the unknown gods. Now, do we have idols today? Oh my goodness. Tonight, I suspect, I did have to go there, right? Tonight, I suspect that many of you all are going to sit in front of your idol, maybe? Your big screen TV, and that can become an idol. And TVs are not bad in themselves. I'm not asking you to, like, throw it out. But if you do, bring it up here to the church. We'll take it up here, okay, on that. Don't put it in the dumpster quite yet. But, you know, we look at a lot of stuff in there, don't we? We see a lot of things that can, in a sense, pull our focus away from God. So the Apostle Paul, he begins to walk around the city as he did. And it's interesting, I like Paul and how he went about his ministry. Paul was just a guy, right? And so he would enter into a city, and it was what you find about that. First of all, he checks in with the church or the temple, so to speak. And it says that he went to church like we're in church today. And so he believed in the gathering. I believe in the gathering as well. I think it's a place where we come in and we worship and we learn and we get to say hi to one another and we receive encouragement. But then after we gather, what are we supposed to do? Look back there on the back wall. What's that say? Everybody, you turn around and look. What's that say? Let's say it out loud. Oh, you guys do know what it says. And so when we gather up here, when we walk out, and to some degree, that's the last thing we see. It's a challenge for us. We gather and then we scatter. Right? Now, I don't know where you're going to scatter this week. I don't keep up with your calendar. You don't keep up with my calendar. Thank goodness on that. But you know, Paul, what he did, so he goes in, he checks into church, call it that, the temple, and then he goes out into the marketplace. And it says day by day, right? Every day he went out in this marketplace and he talked to the people that were there. I think that's what we're supposed to do as well. You know, it's interesting. Sometimes, did you guys sing this little song when you were kids where it's like, hiding under a bush, oh no, I'm gonna let it shine. Claudia, you may have you sing that. This little light of mine, that's it, right? There we go. This little light of mine. And you know, we sing that song, but sometimes I think what we do when we get to big church is we forget and we keep it hidden under that bush. Oh no, we're supposed to let it shine. And so you could say Paul was kind of set a little missionary example for all of us. He came into church, he got his fill of Jesus, and then he went back out into the marketplace. Now, marketplace is different for all of us. My marketplace changed about 5 years ago. I used to pastor inside the walls of a church, which is a very good and a worthy vocation. And I spent a lot of time with people like you guys and doing that. But then God kind of said, hey, I want you to do something different. He sent me out into a different marketplace. And so for me, now my marketplace are things like schools. I go into schools almost every day. We're on 6 different campuses. We provide a lot of mentoring and tutoring and do a lot of things in the school system. I go out into businesses, the Chamber of Commerce. I'm on the board of directors of the Chamber of Commerce of Louisville, and I head up a program called Leadership Louisville. And so I go to a lot of ribbon cuttings, and we open up new businesses. I'm part of this city government. I participate on a committee that they have there. And so I'm over at City Hall. I see James over there sometimes at City Hall. Now, I don't know where you go, but we all scatter, right? We bring our little light with us. And Paul thought that was a good thing. And so, you know, another thing that I do, I take and meet with people who are hurting or who are seeking, who are hoping. And so I work with all the funeral homes in our area. And this year I did about 40 funerals and work with families in times of need, people that don't go to church and they need someone to do a funeral service for their family members. I've done 2 this week already. I did one yesterday in the state of Oklahoma for a 32-year-old young man who died in an automobile accident. He was a veteran of the Afghanistan, Iraq, and had 4 little boys, and died this week in that accident. I sat in a room of people that were seeking answers about why would something like that happen. But then also, I get to sit in happy places as well, and I get to sit in weddings, and so I do a lot of weddings, and if anybody Facebook friends with me, you get tired of seeing all my wedding pictures, don't you? I did 78 weddings last year and met with about half of that many couples and did their premarital counseling. And that's how I met Sam and Ginger. And so Sam, he says, I want to meet with you, and my fiance is over in Europe. She's going to come here. She's from the Netherlands. They had met in college. And so remember what Sam asked me to do? She's got to become a Christian before we can get married, or my family wants that. And so we sit down at a local coffee shop. Ginger's in town, and she says to me as we get to know one another, I really liked her. She was a lot of fun. She was an attorney, very vivacious and very straightforward. Had a pretty salty mouth on her. She didn't care who I was on that, right? And so in the process of our beginning conversation, she said, hey, here's one ground rule. She said, no God talk. Right? She said, no God talk. And then she said, I just need to let you know, Jim. She said, God's never done anything for me. She said, my mom died of cancer, and my only brother was killed in a bicycling accident. She said, there's only me and my dad now. And she said, God's not done much for me. And so I just said, I'm sorry that that's happened, and just kind of left it there. So we began to build this relationship in the marketplace, in the coffee shop, in the school cafeterias, in restaurants, at the ball fields. See, that's where we do life with people. And, you know, I feel like that's what Paul was trying to tell us to do. Go out. Engage with people. Do you remember some of the things that he said when he began to have conversation with these people that were asking him about God, right? Now it's interesting. Sometimes I think there's a myth that people don't have a spiritual hunger anymore. Now, I would say this. I would say that we do have, in a sense, a church crisis. Fewer people are choosing to come into places like this. But I would say that there's not a lack of spiritual hunger. Right? I kind of say it this way. I say, you know, people watch as many movies as they ever did, but Blockbuster went out of business. You ever wonder why? People love entertainment. They love movies. Blockbuster, to some degree, just became irrelevant to the way that they wanted to watch movies. I can give you the statistics here. It says that 59% of millennials are people ages 23 through 38, have stopped going to church. 6 out of 10. You know the reasons they say they stopped going to church? Here's the top 5. Church is fake. Church is exclusive. Church doesn't care about their community. The church is aggressive and hypercritical. And the church ignores big issues. Isn't that interesting? Man, maybe that's a filter we should think through. You know, why would people not want to engage with us? And, you know, I would add to that list people like Ginger. People who, in a sense, have been hurt in some way in life. And they just say, the only person I know to point to, like our little ones did this morning, is God? You know, where is God when I needed him? And so sometimes people have frustration and hurt, and they just don't know how or who to assign it to. You know, when we get in relationship with people, we have the opportunity to talk with them, to hear their stories. And that's why I said today is a little bit of a story and a little bit of a sermon. Because as I began to hear this couple's story, you know what? I began to like them more and more. And they told me all kinds of things about their lives. And so that relationship just began to build and to grow. And I found out what they liked. And a lot of things were different than what I liked. But that wasn't, you know, the biggest deal in the world. And so this idea of going out in the marketplace, being with people, knowing that people may not be church attenders like they used to, but I think that spiritual hunger is still there. So when I talk with couples in premarital counseling, or when they first contact me, here's one of the questions I put on a form that they fill out online, but this is a lot of times what they'll say to me. I'll say, well, so what kind of service are you looking for? What kind of ceremony? And they'll say, well, we are spiritual people. We just don't go to church. You guys ever heard that before? And you know what I say to them? Oh, good. I'm a spiritual person also. And so what I try to do is connect with them. Church, they're not there necessarily yet, but spiritual. And so do you see what they're saying to me? They're saying that they're open to spiritual things. They're not closed off to it. But a lot of times they just don't know who God is. They don't know who Jesus is. Did you see what the Apostle Paul did when he began to talk to those folks? Did he talk about church? You know what he talked about? Jesus. He said, Jesus of the resurrection and Jesus of the cross. And I think when we introduce Jesus into a conversation, he will hold his own. Right? I think sometimes we get confused and we say, well, let me tell you about, you know, XYZ church or things like that. And a lot of times all that comes to people's minds are maybe things they see on the news or churches they know or the hypocrites in the churches or this or that. But when you begin to talk about Jesus, I found that people really do like the conversation about Jesus. And I always start people looking at the Gospels and seeing how Jesus went about living his life. I mean, Jesus said, if you've seen me, you've seen the Father. And so I get them into a relationship. I get Jesus into the conversation. That's what Alpha will be like. We, in a sense, are just introducing Jesus into the conversation, right? We're going to let people say anybody is welcome, right? We don't want to be fake. We want to say that it's a place to laugh and to learn. We want to say the P is about what? Oh, we got to do better than that. I feel like a failure up here. The P is about what?
Pasta and pudding.
Yeah, so Diana, I guess we're going to have some pasta and pudding at our first meeting. We've promised. We will work on that, right? Right? And you can ask any question that you want to. And I think people will come and will seek. So, as we began and continued in our conversations, Ginger and Sam, like I say, I really, really enjoyed them. So, as we started to get down towards the end of our premarital counseling and begin to talk about the wedding and all that, I remember it was right over in what used to be Coffeeholic. I think they've called it Coffee Road now or something like that. So, we're sitting there and so we're kind of wrapping things up. And there had been some ups and downs in our conversations. And so, finally, in this kind of follow-up conversation, I say to Ginger, I said, Ginger, can I ask you a question? She looked me right in the eye, and I said, has anything changed about your thoughts about God? And boy, yeah, I got quiet just like this. And I didn't know what was about to take place. And I'm kind of shooting these little arrow prayers up. It's like, oh, God, please, please, please. And then these big tears start going down her face. And I can't tell you everything word for word she said, because part of it is not G-rated for this group. But she said, blank, I thought you were going to ask me that question. as her tears were running down her face, and she said this. She said, Jim, I am not a stupid person. She said, but when I go to church, she said, I feel so dumb. She said, I don't know what goes on there. She says, I don't know anything. She said, if I had an interest in following God, I wouldn't even know how to begin. How would I begin? Kind of a layup for a pastor, right? And so I said, Ginger, I said, you really want to know? And she said, yeah. And I said, here's the deal. I said, you can look up and you can look down. You can look straight ahead. All you have to do is say, God, I want to begin. I want an alpha. I want to begin a relationship with you. And you can say whatever you want. I don't know anything. I feel dumb. But just tell him that you want to begin that relationship with him. And you know what she did that day? That very thing. Now, I tell you the story of Ginger, and not every story turns out that way. Remember in our reading, some of the people sneered. And I have been sneered at before. Some of you all are sneering at me right now. I can see it back there. Now, you're not sneering. But, you know, some people, you know, you do the best you can, and it's not up to us to save people, right? It's up to us to introduce Jesus into a conversation. And so that's kind of my question today. That's kind of my story in my sermon, is to just to be able to say, who are the gingers in your life? What is the marketplace for you? Where will you go this week where you'll bring that little light of yours? Remember, Paul said that God is not far from any of us. Did you ever think about that? Wherever you show up, God is not far from those people in your classroom or in a restaurant or wherever it is, you've got your little light with you. So God has got you on the case. You just may not know it yet. So that's, I guess, kind of my challenge and my hope as we kind of start this safe environment called Alpha. I'm going to pop a video up here real quick on that. Katie Ann, can we put that video up? Listen to this. This is what this Alpha is all about.
Life is busy. Every day we ask questions like, what's happening today? What should I wear? How am I going to fit everything in? But then there are bigger questions like, why am I here? What's my purpose? Where am I heading? Is there more to life than this? These are some of life's big questions, but there's rarely enough time to think them through. That's why Alpha exists. Alpha is a place to explore life's big questions in a safe and open environment. It's a series of sessions where anyone can share their thoughts and opinions and ask questions without feeling judged. When you come to an Alpha, you'll notice that first, there's food. Whether it's a full meal or a light snack, this is the time to get to know each other in a casual setting. Next, you'll watch an Alpha talk. The talks are created to engage and spark conversation. They explore big issues around faith from a Christian perspective. After the talk is a time for discussion. This is the most essential part of any Alpha. It allows everyone to share their own opinions on the ideas presented in the talks. It's a time for people with different thoughts, beliefs, and experiences to ask honest questions and have open conversation. Every week, there are guests coming for the first time to an Alpha in their community. Alpha is for everyone, regardless of background or beliefs. There's no pressure, no follow-up, and it's completely free to attend. Come and explore life's big questions. Find an Alpha near you today.
So next Sunday at 4:30, we'll host our first meal here. And we're going to have what to eat? All right. But we need your help. Everybody hold your finger up here for a minute. This is our little light. I've told you my story about Ginger. I want to know the story about who your gingers are in your life. I'd love for you to invite them and just say, hey, I've been thinking about you, or I've been thinking about this, or I just thought this might be helpful to you. Can I invite you? In fact, I'll come with you. You can come with them if you want to, make it feel a little more comfortable for them to do that. But just to say, I want you to come and meet a friend of mine. Yeah. And his name is Jesus. Glory to God.